With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Frigid winter weather is in the forecast after deadly weekend flooding.
Winter storms pummeled the eastern U.S. over the weekend, killing at least 10 people, including 9 in Kentucky, who died during flooding from heavy rains. Governor Andy Beshear.
You look at the number of people we've already lost and the damage. This is one of the most serious weather events we've dealt with in at least a decade.
The National Weather Service warning of life-threatening cold. Temperatures in northern Montana expected to dip as low as 45 degrees below zero. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, senior American and Russian officials will hold talks tomorrow on improving their ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. It would be the most significant meeting between the sides since Moscow's full-scale invasion of its neighbor nearly 3 years ago. The meetings will be held in Saudi Arabia.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Riyadh to lead the U.S. delegation in Tuesday's talks with top Russian officials. They aim to restore ties and negotiate a peaceful settlement to the war in Ukraine and prepare a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. It comes as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who will be taking part in discussions, confirmed Putin is ready to resume dialogue with the U.S. on issues such as Ukraine in the Middle East. But Zelensky has said his government has not been invited to the talks over restoring peace in Ukraine, so they would yield no results. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Trump administration's effort to slash the size of the federal worker force reached the Food and Drug Administration. Over the weekend, the total number of positions eliminated at the FDA has not been made clear. Wall Street closed today, and that's due to President's Day. This is SRN News. A Massachusetts city goes all in on transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Worcester have voted 9-2 to declare their metropolis a, quote, sanctuary for transgender and non-binary people. During hearings on the issue, a drag queen took the podium to warn the city council that they failed to act, quote, you better be prepared for trans people to make this city a very unsafe place. This is all a reaction to President Trump's executive order pulling federal funding from any entity that promotes transgenderism, especially amongst kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas judge has fined a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a woman near Dallas. It's one of the first challenges to shield laws enacted in Democratic-controlled states where abortion is legal. The ruling was handed down even as New York Governor Kathy Hochul rejected a request from Louisiana to extradite that same doctor, Maggie Carpenter, charged in Louisiana with prescribing abortion pills to a pregnant minor. This is SRN News. Wisconsin's second oldest prison dating back to the 19th century may finally be closed.
That's under a plan from Governor Tony Evers. The blueprint proposes sweeping changes to the state's correctional system without building a new prison, as some lawmakers have long called for. The roughly $500 million proposal would be subject to approval by the Republican-led state legislature. And lawmakers have blocked some aspects of the plan in the past, but Republicans have also repeatedly blocked certain initiatives by the Democrat governor. Evers says his plan is as good as it gets. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Trump touring a Boeing airplane to check out new hardware and technology features and highlights the aircraft maker's delay in delivering updated versions of Air Force One. The current Air Force One planes are more than 30 years old. The president has railed against the project's cost and delivery delays. More details at SRNnews.com.